Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png.
I got a massage and the lady was like, your spine's all funny. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you. As soon as you lay down on the massage table, the massage therapist touched you and was like, oh, whoa.
She just went, oh, whoops-a-daisy.
And you're like, is that good?
Yeah.
Does that mean you like it?
She was like referring to the different discs in my spine. And I was like, what am I, a late-19 CD player with surround sound in your uncle's house? He's Lebanese.
Yeah, I'll say this. If the discs in your spine were actual compact discs, which they are because they're all compacted because your body is a nightmare.
I'm little.
I think they would all be white with the labels written on with Sharpie.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, your spine would have been bought at a flea market because you're little and your spine is for a flea.
Demi 15th birthday party mix. Episode 5.
Man, every time we talk about burning CDs, I remember the time a girl I kind of had a crush on in uni. A girl I had a crush on during uni asked me to burn her a CD of like old-timey music. And I was like, yeah, for sure. And I burnt her the Fallout 3 soundtrack. And then
I was thinking, but, you just like she did it and every single track was dun 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 dun. Melissa, I have a crush on you. Do you like my old time music? I think you are really pretty and your eyes are the same color as your shoes. She's got style.
Will you let me fuck now?
Oh, desperate. Please, please let me fuck now. My penis is horny for your vagina around your face and your ears and your face.
But the one song I left in there was by, so it was all old-timey music from the Fallout 3 soundtrack.
Jesus Christ. What songs are on that soundtrack?
Oh, it's like, binga, banga, bonga, wada, wada, leave the conga, wada, no, 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 no. What's that one? It's like, oh, everybody, let me go around here to find a ball, Butcher Pete.
Butcher Pete.
Yeah. Whop, bob, chopping that meat. A whacking and a smacking and a bapping. That song fucking rips.
Is that about
a
murderer?
I love that song. Yeah, it's about a murderer, but I think it's also kind of about a guy who fucked a lot. And to make it something they could sing about during the 50s, they're like, nah, it's not about a fella who fucks. It's a murderer.
It's
see?
A murderer, just a regular murderer. But was he using his axe to make more holes?
Okay, and we don't want to get into that.
So horny, he needs 10 holes on a lady.
But then here, the last song I... What do you want?
What if a man was had dicks on his body, but like a Lego, and he found the perfect woman that had the Lego holes on her front?
Yeah,
and they just went like clack together.
I think you've described like 90% of romance webcomics, or like, you know, like twee shit that is like, wow, the person who's exactly right for me. It's always like a woman fitting into a man perfectly, like the Enigma of Amagara Fault or something.
I love that picture. Did you ever see that picture of a, there's a match sitting on a bench and there's a woman who's a candle on the back of a lighter's motorbike. Oh, no, sorry. It's a fire extinguisher's motorbike. And the candle's all sad. He's like, oh, man.
Wait, the man is a match and the candle is with the fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
And the match is sad.
The match is sad because, like, he's lit her. But then also, what are you going to do for her now, buddy?
Yeah.
The fire extinguisher's going to keep her alive.
It's so funny. Oh, I can't believe my wife left me for the simple crime of lighting her on fire. Guy who made the webcomic desperately trying to find a situation where he's the good guy.
Yeah.
Oh, and now she's dating the fireman who put her out. Okay.
All right, whatever.
Well, ironic that she's dating someone who put her out because she couldn't put out when she was with me.
Yeah.
Before I lit her on fire, of course.
Yeah, and she's ugly now with her burns. So, sucked in.
Sucked in for dating my shitty wife. Gets back to working on the shading of the match. This is me, the good guy.
This match isn't muscly enough. Shading the muscles on the match.
Desperately trying to make a six-pack, like, thin enough to fit it on a matchstick. The last song that I had on this mixtape, though, was because I just kind of fucked up and dragged it on there accidentally, was the song Heart Elation by AJJ.
Oh, I don't know that.
Formerly Andrew Jackson Jihad. Here are the lyrics to it. I want to break apart my heart, glue the pieces to my car, crash it into a wall. I don't want to feel it all. I want to break apart my heart. Douse it in gasoline so the fire burns clean. Flick a cigarette like that movie Con Air, doused in gasoline. And if you think you are better than me, you're right. There's no one to love. There's no one to trust in my life.
And you burn that onto...
A whack it in, a smack it in, a jack it in. I mean, also, getting past this, 0% chance that she ever made it to that.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like,
no.
If I could have hidden the nuclear launch codes at the end of that CD and we'd all be living in a safer society.
Mm. Well, yeah, because she, like, it was a burnt disc, so she saw your handwriting on the front of the CD and went, oh, he's dim.
I do have a simpleton scrawl.
You do? Yeah. I love it. I think it's artsy, and if you keep, like, writing with that and you're like, no, it's intentional, then I think that's fine.
Yeah, that's the wonderful thing is I feel like a lot of my aesthetic is genuine flaws that I've just had for so long that people assume it's intentional.
Yeah, well, you're 30.
Yeah.
What-ish. Yes, you're 31.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
I am indeed.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird to think that, like, some stuff I thought I'd just get better at.
Yeah.
And it turns out you had to try. And
yeah.
Now I'm not better at anything.
It's so, that's, all right, this is a stupid person thing to say, but it's crazy. What'd you do?
My chair went backwards.
Oh, yeah, they'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay. It's weird to, like, have people be like, yeah, practice makes perfect. And I'm like, but not if you just practice the same way.
Yeah.
You're just like, if I do it enough, if I get up my 10,000 hours, I can draw a perfect human tooth. But they all still look like little Peggies in a marsh.
I was really hoping that when you said that practice makes perfect, you were just talking about being myself and that would make me better.
Yeah.
But it turns out that all I've done is become
more myself.
Yeah, and it turns out that that's bad.
It's
bad. Whoever gave me the advice to be myself should have really had a look around at the other people that it's possible to be.
Yeah.
Because there are so many better examples of things you could have chosen.
Yeah, just getting like a little like greeting card from your uncle with a little picture of a bumblebee on it saying, be yourself. And me being like, this is the advice I'll take to my grave.
Yep. Oh, well, hey, this thing that I'm already doing and can't escape from, I guess that must be the right way to go. Realistically, should have chosen to be, I don't know, Master Chief. He seems like he's going well.
Taking that advice and running through it with your entire life, your gravestone is just going to say, he was.
Yeah.
Tom Walker. It was Tom.
That was Tom. 1989, 2021.
I would love, I'm loving the image of, so this is what I want when I get buried, right? I will demand not to be cremated because what I want is a slot in the top of the coffin and I want the gravestone to go all the way down through the coffin and I want my lips wrapped all the way around the bottom of the stone like I'm holding it up, like a dolphin with a fish.
I think I would like my gravestone to read Tom Walker, you know, and then like a list of the
things that
I did.
Yeah, that's important.
And then
what's that list going to say?
I don't know. Presumably I'll have accomplished something that gets on there. But like, you know, actually we'll probably make some stuff up as well.
Yeah.
And then 1989 to 1994. So people are just like, wow, you got a lot of stuff done.
1989 this kid ruled. To 1994 to 2002. To 2019.
Yeah. He died for a little bit in the middle there, but he got better.
Yeah. And then there's a gap. And then it's like 2024 to 1994. What's happening?
Stupid.
Yeah.
Oh. That's a downside. We've started barking at each other.
Yeah. Mine sounds a little bit ape-like sometimes.
Yeah. You definitely got an ape-like cant to yours.
Yeah.
Did you ever burn a CD, Demi?
Yeah, I found a bunch of my my birthday dance mixes.
Oh yeah.
One of them I thought as a good joke I would put Just Dance by Lady Gaga on three of the discs, which each held 12 songs. And they will say it was like Demi's Party Mix 3, 4, and 5. And they put on 4 and they were like, okay, are there any more CDs? And I was like, yes, put on disc 5. Just playing Just Dance by Lady Gaga over and over and over. And everyone was dressed up. I think it was, I was having a party that was like dress up. I think it was just like a dress up party because I really wanted to go as Heath Ledger's Joker. Oh
my
so
God.
My mum had this old tan jacket that we put in the bathtub and dyed purple. And I bought like a waistcoat and put the makeup on. Didn't do anything with my hair. Just had my fucking emo hair. Like it was all brown and pink. But then dressed as the Joker. I'll find a photo.
You must.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. Pretty bad, huh?
Yeah. I mean, in our relationship, if you were looking at it from the outside in, who do you think you'd get would have dressed up as Heath Ledger's Joker in the past?
Heath Ledger's Joker?
Yeah.
That would be me, right?
I'm not sure.
You think it would have been you?
I think that I would have definitely gone through a stage where I would have done it embarrassingly sincerely, but surprisingly,
mine was
I
very sincere.
And
mine was I was just
it.
In love with him.
Yeah, of course.
Not Heath Ledger.
No.
His character, the Joker.
The Jonker.
Jumper.
Yeah.
This the Jumper.
Dark, twisted freak. The Jumper.
The Jumper. Yeah. Fighting Hat Man.
Mm. He's the enemy of Hat Man because he jumps up, grabs his hat.
Yeah.
There should be a Batman villain that grabs Batman's cowl away from him like a girl flirting with a guy at a party. Oh, my God. Come get it. No.
Give it back.
Give it back.
Fuck, that was so funny.
This is serious.
Girls would just like immediately see a man with a flat brim cap and be like, is it for me?
It truly is like
fingers touching on the tips.
Yeah.
It's for me?
Something that I'm realizing now if I think about it too much, I think it makes me like an extremely reductive gender person because I'm like, yeah, something fires in the female brain. when at this age it sees a man that they're slightly attracted to wearing
or not
a baseball
even.
Cap. Yeah, just like something to do.
People sitting on people's laps, remember when that was a thing?
Oh, my God.
I remember there was a story where someone said, hey, Tom, have you got a stiffy or something? And the girl jumped off. Wasn't that a thing?
No, that wasn't when someone was sitting on my lap. That was when, because the girl would have precluded them noticing that I had a stiffy.
Oh, no, but I thought they had lied.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. I don't know what I'm remembering. Perhaps a dream.
Perhaps a dream.
Perhaps a dream.
Perhaps a dream. But no, that was when I was walking around. The first time I ever got drunk, it was at schoolies, and it was off a six-pack of those cock-sucking cowboys shots. And I was kind of...
Shots in a six-pack?
Yeah.
Huh.
And I was wandering around the small flat that we were getting drunk in, and one of the girls just turned to my friends and whispered, like, does Tom have a stiffy? And I was just kind of like, I was walking around like a fucking, like an old age pensioner without the Zimmer frame, just boned up. Just kind of stumbling around the room.
Knocking books off small shelves.
Walking around hard. turning dog's ears inside out.
And then still not noticing you have a boner, but using it to turn the dog's ear the right way again.
Yeah. It was so...
Let me help you there.
Yeah. All my friends are sitting down, so it's the perfect height to be like a ladder on a Marx Brothers shoulder. It was like, I don't think I've walked around with a stiffy since then. I mean, there's been on and off occasions, but definitely when you're a teenager, that's the peak of walking around aroused because you've got like, you got classes to go to or whatever. You can't just sit down and be like, stop. Stop it.
Yeah, that was a nice thing about not having a penis in school.
Mm. Yeah, just no one can tell.
Just being horny, sliding off your seat, being like, it was greased before I got here.
Somebody has greased my seat.
Somebody has greased my seat.
God.
How did this happen again?
God, high school
sucks. Is it because Kai Maniotis, did you do it? In a way?
Jesus Christ. I didn't ever have like a, you had like a costume birthday party. I never wanted to have a birthday party or like make a big deal of it. I think, which is extended into my adult life because I don't want people to come over to my place or I don't want to risk them not coming, I guess. It's a real fear of failure thing.
Yeah. Yes, that's, yes. That was why, yeah, I famously printed out all those pictures of Lawrence Fishburne from The Matrix for like two birthdays ago in case nobody showed up.
Yeah, and that was for you. That was for your birthday.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Just
Oh, yeah, sorry. No, I do have the same thing. But I did have parties in school.
Yeah.
It's just fun to be a little worm.
Mm.
I had one other themed party where I was just like, yeah, come in a mask. And I just went in a mask of my own face.
Awful.
Very bad.
Very bad.
Scary. Awful. Black and white mask.
No.
Yeah.
Couldn't even spruik for colour.
No, it was like Angela Anaconda.
Jesus, God. Oh, God. Well, let's take a break here, and when we come back, we'll do an internet deep dive, huh?
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to just take that one again?
Okay.
That's fantastic.
I will take it again.
Okay, right.
Okay, let's take a break. I'm a Marco Bonanno.
Okay, I was like, is that Gungans if George Lucas was racist against a different race?
No, it's just Mark Bonanno, the war criminal.
God, I love Mark Bonanno.
Yeah, he's the best person.
So fucking good. If you don't, if you have any passing interest in Twitch, or even if you don't, I think a wonderful jumping on point is twitch.tv/verypolitegamer, which is the channel for Mark Bonanno from Auntie Donna.
We're also going to be doing, well, this will come out very soon. Me and Mark are going to be doing a stream together on Monday night at 8 p.m.
All right, and we're going to do a break now and come back with an internet deep dive.
Okay,
right.
Meatball.
Really regretting putting the headphones on for this record. All right, back in a sec. Enjoy the ad.
Goodbye.
If there is one.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
And we're back.
We're back.
Okay, Mark.
Oh, no. My nonna.
Hit the road, Mark.
She's sitting chair too low down. I have to help her get the back up. Nonna, bye. Taller chair.
Demi.
Yes.
I insist that you stop this or move the mic further away from your mouth because it's hurting my ears.
I won't.
Okay. So which one of those won't you?
Either.
Okay. God, welcome back to the podcast. Big Soft Team PNG. PNG. Okay, no
worries.
So
what do you do on this thing?
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, what, so we just start?
Oh,
we just start? Okay.
Hey, I sent you that screenshot of the person that Andrew Law from Bunta Vista Social Club, Socialist Club, pardon me, sent me a screenshot of someone in their Discord saying, yeah, I started listening to BigSoftTitty.png. I love it. And then just a separate message. I will never recommend this podcast to anyone I know. Which,
smart.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I get it, man.
Yeah.
I fucking get it.
We're
it's
glad
impossible.
To have you.
Yeah. Thanks for coming over. Also, sorry about the mess. It is hard to recommend.
No, bless
so,
this mess.
If you want to take a second and give it a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to, I guess. Other podcasts have been doing that recently that I've been listening to, and I'm like, why don't we do that? And in part, it's laziness.
Wait, what don't we do? I was looking at my hat because I couldn't figure out why it was on the floor.
I knew it. I knew you'd be distracted no matter where I put you in the room. I've got you faced away from the window.
I don't remember taking off my hat, but it was on the floor and I wanted to wear it, but I couldn't figure out why it was off.
It probably fell off during one of your spirited impressions.
Probably.
I think, yes.
My God, no.
Okay. But yeah, we don't ask for, we don't do what other podcasts do, which is beg like pathetic dogs for reviews or, you know, Patreons. And I think we're going to switch over to doing it.
Yeah. I think it's more begging like a group of fish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. You know,
people go in to like clean their tanks and stuff at aquariums and they're like, I want to cuddle.
Do grouper fish just rub up against
They just
people?
Come up and they want, like, scratches and hugs and stuff. And the people are like, I am trying to fix your filter. And the grouper fish are coming up being like, attention.
I will die. I will die. I like that.
It's nice. They come.
Really like that.
Fish are, like, social and it's funny and cute because I do love fish.
Yes.
I won't be talking any more about it at this point. But really big group of fish just coming up and being like, cuddle, cuddle, cuddle.
Yeah. It
beep,
is
beep,
really
beep,
cute.
Beep, beep, cuddle, cuddle.
Beep, 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 cuddle, cuddle.
Beep, 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 cuddle, cuddle.
Okay, I've gone on an internet deep dive, Demi.
Sorry, can I say
one
thing?
Yes.
I just keep thinking of like a sign on our front door that says, bless this mess. And then the person comes in and the whole house is like full of cum and sausages and shit. And we're like, well, we said.
Yeah.
It is a mess.
Now you're going to bless it, Father?
Bless it, sir.
I've been on an internet deep dive, Demi. Hit that theme. Tom Deep Dive. Internet deep dive. Tom deep dive. Internet deep dive. Tom went on the internet.
Tom deep
and it,
dive.
No, it's played. Shut up.
Internet deep dive.
Shut up. It's played.
Tom
All right.
deep dive.
Shut up.
Tom went on the internet.
Okay. And you know what? Kills the time.
and the mood.
I spent more time in that wonderful place that we all know and love, startup underscore ideas.
Yeah.
I adore this place. It has quickly become a real hobby horse of mine to get on there and just check out what people are thinking, the new cool ideas they've come up with.
I cannot wait until one day the self-suck forum and the startup ideas forum merge and someone comes up with like a body clamp. Just like a spine vice.
Hey guys, great news. I've made an armchair that compresses you into a bend.
Yeah, I think you could just have a couch in your house that kind of just slowly squishes you into a V.
We are talking about a sofa bed, but you stay in it while it's getting packed up.
Yes.
Pretty good way to go.
Wife, would you pack up the sofa? All right, husband, will you be getting off the sofa? I won't.
Oh, wonderful. And wife, thank you so much for your commitment to the... this is from Startup Ideas. I love them. This is posted by Couteroy 4 months ago.
Couteroy?
Yeah. Fully customizable shoelaces. You could choose what kind of thread you would like to use, which gives it different properties. Nylon, wool, carbon, etc.
Carbon?
What colors, patterns, or even aglets? An aglet being that thing at the end of the shoelace that kind of holds it all together.
A piece of plastic that if it's on a jumper, you just chew on it and then the jumper looks bad.
Yeah. Would anyone actually like to pay extra for a pair of custom-made, design-it-yourself shoelaces?
May I have a guess at the first comment?
Sure.
No.
Ooh, bang on the money. This is one of those ideas that really is a swing and a miss.
Well, it's just, you can just go get a shoelace.
Yes.
Get a new shoelace.
You're right. You're absolutely right. But on the other hand, you could go ahead and order a fully customizable, one-of-a-kind shoelace that you can put into whatever you... Like, again, this is...
What about a shirt
yep.
that you can pick how to put it on?
Yeah.
And when?
I've
designed an app.
I think that that would genuinely blow up on Kickstarter. Or, like, just making an app that's like, ooh, today's a plaid day. I've analyzed all the data on how your business associates will feel. Here's a fucking idea for an app.
Yeah.
Something that you plug all of the people you work with zodiac signs into it.
Yeah.
And then it tells you what to wear to appeal to them on any given day, like cross-referencing their horoscopes or whatever.
Yeah. And if it's me, it's always going to be a fleece Garfield pajama top.
Yeah. Nothing else.
Nothing else.
Nothing else. Flapping in the wind. Whatever you have, we're going to put it in a wind tunnel. They should do it. Surely they've done that.
What?
Chucked a naked guy in a wind tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
Watched it flibble around.
What's it?
Nose. there's another one.
I had a teacher once that had no cartilage in her nose, and she used to just squish her nose into her face and be like, hey, check it out. And we'd be like, ew, Miss Eva, don't.
Please, please, we're trying to learn. Please.
She's like, one time she came to school and we were like, hey, did you fucking hear? Miss Eva was in the newspaper because her wife and her were at home and a robber broke into the house and Miss Eva fucking tackled him on the lawn. And I was like, there's no way. And then I was like, Miss Eva, did you tackle a bloke on your lawn? She was like, yeah. I was like, holy shit. And she was like, yeah, he tried to punch me in my nose, but I don't have any cartilage in the thing.
This rolls.
It didn't really hurt.
Just rebounded and hit him. Like when a wrestler misses and hits a chair into a top rope.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She was
rolls.
A fucking awesome teacher. She just used to come in the classroom and be like, hello, class, who's the meanest, nastiest old witch in the school? And we'd be like, you, Miss Eva.
I love Miss Eva.
She fucking rules.
That's so good.
She's like bleach white hair and always talking about her cool wife. So sick.
That's sick.
It's awesome.
Man, that rules. That's the kind of, that's the representation that matters.
Yeah.
Cool old gay lady with no cartilage in her nose. Who's the meanest witch in the school?
You are. That's right.
That's so good. Miss Eva rules.
Yeah, she was fucking sick, man.
We're an officially pro Miss Eva podcast.
Yeah,
here
I agree.
Now.
She's my hero.
Absolutely. Mine too. Mm. God damn. No cartilage in the nose and still that cool. Fuck. I'm trying to think if I had any cool teachers. I don't think I did. I remember one time I heard that other kids in like English class, other kids who had our teacher in English class had found her profile on OkCupid and started bullying her so bad she had to take a 2-week break.
That sounds cool. She sounds like a cool lady.
Well, she was nice. It's just they were very mean.
Yeah,
it fucking sucked, man.
Yeah, we had some shit where, like, we had our Indonesian teacher, Mr. Budi, who was fucking awesome. Mm. People just like zero respect. So he just ended up, like, writing the lesson on the whiteboard and just sitting there kind of glumly. I was like, this fucking sucks.
That sucks.
This is fucking bullshit. And then one day he was like, okay, if you do this lesson, you all just get Bs. For the whole year.
Oh, my God.
We're like, okay.
Wow.
It's fucked.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just listen, guys, we're not going to get anything else out of this. Boy, oh, boy.
Mm.
I'm trying to think if I had any.
But also he was fun, though, because he, like, me and my friend Matt Schalt, were, like, walked into the room, like, maybe, you know, once a week when we would have a lesson with him and just be like, Mr. Budi, and he'd be like, hello, and we'd be like, Budi, 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 rocking everywhere, and he'd do, like, a little dance for us. It's really nice.
That's nice. And you're saying that this teacher who danced on command didn't get respect from the students?
It was weird, because you would think that with skills like that, we'd really start respecting the man, but no.
Yeah. Hey, focus on your teaching and not your dance career, Budi.
Smack his nose.
Yeah, finally, something full of cartilage.
I feel so good and solid.
Yeah. I got another one here.
Like that jelly face, Miss Eva.
Yeah, I hit her nose a week ago. It's still going. Wibbling back and forth on her little face.
Oh, boy.
This is from user Amir Rosenfeld.
Mm-hmm.
Automatic littering detection.
Okay.
The idea.
Yeah.
Reduce littering in public spaces.
Okay.
By automatically detecting the act and fining the perpetrator.
Hmm.
This will be done by analyzing video streams from static cameras. Once a person is detected throwing trash, they will be sent a message notifying them of what they did, the fine they owe, and footage of them doing so as proof.
They just litter their phone on the ground as soon as they get the message.
Yep. Oh, phone starts buzzing even more. Angrier and angrier. Besides the immediate benefit of a cleaner environment, I could...
Sorry.
Yeah?
Just the phone running after them like, Daddy, you dropped me. Daddy. Daddy, please.
You've made a mistake.
I have a message.
Besides the immediate benefit of a cleaner environment, I could ask authorities for a percentage of the fine paid to them, as this will greatly increase the fining throughput. So basically this guy is funding a privacy-invading series of narc cameras, which will exclusively be used for littering and not...
stab crimes.
Yeah, every other actual offence. But what he wants to do is, I don't know, write, the usual thing is write an algorithm or something. He's got a thing here. I'm not asking about technological feasibility. If you think this is impossible, / too expensive, / etc., I appreciate the concern, but I would like feedback about the questions above. Which are, the questions are, will you be interested in such a system to be deployed in some public places where you live? So would you be interested in this?
I'd be interested in it for other reasons.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just being able to look around. Every time someone litters, it, I don't know, buzzes their phone to say, pick me up.
Yeah. No, I just like, just for looking at stuff, basically. You've got to use these peepers for something.
Right, so you're just thinking of cameras.
Yeah.
Hmm. So we kind of want to leave
the
software.
I like that part of it.
Yeah, right. You like the surveillance state part of it.
I like the surveillance. I like being able to look at people, see the crimes they're doing. Mm. It's just, you know, the littering thing is a... small brain shit. You got a worm brain in your head, Sonny.
Mm-mm-mm.
You got one of them bad noggins. With the only for littering, not grab or slice crimes.
Yeah,
none of those.
What we want is this to detect if the lady who got stabbed on her way home at any point before that
dropped anything.
Yeah, and then maybe we can find her posthumously. I don't know, maybe we'll cut a bit off the coffin.
She's dropping her intestines on the ground. She gets a text. Uh-oh, litter bug.
That's absolutely what would happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Someone gets shoved in the street by someone who's trying to take their phone. They drop their bag. Suddenly they're getting fined $200. Well, you can't argue with the facts, sir.
Yeah.
You did litter.
You did litter.
That's my tooth, dude. I got king hit.
Yeah, it's not entirely biodegradable within the next 200 years, so.
Yeah. Well, now it's the city's tooth, it seems, and someone has to take responsibility for that donation. God. Yeah, the idea of this person being like, again, this is like a classic thing on this subreddit, is posting a stupid idea like this and then be like, just to be clear, I am a blue skies thinker. Mm. So do not tell me that this is impossible or debilitatingly expensive.
Or shitty.
Yeah. Oh, their other question is, does this raise any concerns of privacy?
No.
No, can't think of any of that. No.
No, I don't think so, because this is about litter.
Yeah.
So it's not a tit detector.
No.
So no.
No, it seems like just surveilling everyone at every point in time and keeping that from a multiple angles so we can tell if they're littering or not. And then also having access to their phone number at all times, which I'm seeing here. So basically what you want is to facially identify every person in a city.
Yes.
And then use that information to register cross-reference with your phone number and then be like, hey, you committed a minor infraction, which if anyone did that to me, I would be like, oh, I see, and you are going to murder me.
It's just the equivalent of a parent demanding that you keep your door open at all times at home.
Yeah.
But what is privacy? You don't deserve it. You know?
Yeah.
That wasn't the experience I had. They didn't really mind what happened in my room.
Well, I mean, who could keep up with it, you know?
Yeah.
You got a lot of stuff going on in that awful room of yours.
Too many kids, idiots.
Had a race car bed. You did have a race car bed, didn't you?
Yeah, I asked for it for my 16th birthday.
Too late. too late to be asking for that one.
Well, they asked if I wanted a car, and I was like, where am I going to drive? Also, Dad already got me a car. I'd like a race car bed.
Cool. Did you like it?
Do you want
it?
To know how many times I boned in it?
This may surprise you. No.
It was a good bed. It was exactly the right size because it was for kids.
Yeah, right. And you're a tiny person. Would you still sleep in? How small would you like your bed now? Because you're someone who likes compact little spaces. Does a big bed fill you with joy?
A big bed is nice, but only really because there's room to make a nest in it for me. So, like, if I could live in an egg pod.
Yeah.
Just curl up in there. That would be awesome.
You would like to be surrounded by your environment.
Yeah. If I could fit in your belly button, I'd be a very happy camper.
Well, you can't, so say goodbye to that dream. Pathetic. Pathetic. Disgusting. This is also posted by Amir Rosenfeld. Of course, the creator of the city-wide littering detection camera.
Yeah. Just a lot. Wait. Say his name again.
Amir Rosenfeld.
Okay. I got a little bit confused before. I thought you were saying, like, a lowly Rosenfeld.
Oh, I see.
A simple Rosenfeld.
This is by this same brains trust. It's titled Lego Peace Finder. Simple, open brackets, conceptually, close brackets.
The war as within sound, my Lego collection has gotten to a point that is untenable.
What?
Lego Peace Finder.
Oh, I see. good. Simple, open brackets, conceptually, close brackets, as it sounds. Building a Lego set and looking for a piece? One. Specify on your phone which piece you're looking for from a catalogue.
I don't know the names of the pieces, though.
Well, Demi, wait. Just wait, and all your questions will be answered. Ugh. Everything's been addressed by Amir. Specify on your phone which piece you're looking for from a catalogue, or snap a picture of the piece from the relevant part of the instructions. Step two. Point your smartphone at a pile of pieces. Assuming the piece is visible, it will be highlighted on the picture on your screen. Of course, we can search for several pieces simultaneously and highlight all of them. This is doable with today's tech.
Is it?
Thoughts? So my first thought is...
How old are you?
Yes. My second thought is, how have you taken every bit of joy and interaction from this process? Just methodically following instructions with a children's toy, and then as soon as the prospect of rummaging comes up, whipping your phone out, you know, I assume dismissing calls from your children as you do it, you know, swiping past their message things, and just pointing it at a pile of pieces and being like, ah, wonderful.
Why buy a jigsaw when I can already have a framed picture of a close-up jelly beans?
Yeah, exactly. And also, like, what are you buying? I don't know. I have friends who, like, buy Lego to display it or whatever. And mercifully, I did not become one of those people. I spent a lot of time looking at Lego for a short period of my life, just being like, I'm interested in the weird shit that people make here.
Yeah.
I feel like I always fall into, like, weird little creative subcultures, especially ones like Lego where it's like, what are you doing? I am fascinated that your creativity is constrained by this thing, which is also astonishingly expensive.
Yes, it is very expensive. I was in a relationship once where Lego was a thing that we would do together.
That's nice.
No.
Okay, never mind.
But then what I ended up doing was just like, I was like, well, I have the Quickie Mart and the Millennium Falcon and an AT-AT, so they all live together now, and the Quickie Mart is inside the Millennium Falcon, and the Millennium Falcon has legs, so. And he was like, you're mixing them up. Like, yes.
Yes, that's right.
I am mixing them up.
You're right. I am playing with the toy.
Apu is Han Solo.
No. No, it's not in universe, it's not canon. And he can't do the voice. Yeah, the problem was mainly that you were moving Apu around the Millennium Falcon and doing the voices he encountered each one of the other characters, right?
Yeah, but not loudly.
Not loudly.
And only in my room.
putting the cloth over my head like eating the Ortolan.
Yep.
So you can do the
Apu voice. So I can do the Apu voice, yeah. That's what Hank Azaria did.
Yeah, right. So before we're too hasty to cancel this guy, he actually treated it with a lot of respect.
Yeah, but then all the makeup that he had on his face underneath the sheet on his head, that all came off too.
All right, that's good. Oh, boy.
Got boot polish.
And no reason Demi saying that.
Nope.
This is from the Share Your Startup thread.
Okay.
Rewriting.ai. This is a service based in Moscow, Russia. Our service will help you create original content for your website. An AI determines the uniqueness level of your text and then rewrites it using smart algorithms, making it more unique.
Oh, well, this sounds great. What's your problem with this, Tom?
I think my problem is that the uniqueness level of text is something that I would not leave up to an AI because...
But we're all beautiful snowflakes.
Yeah, and then... And that's once again pressing into the idea that maybe text doesn't have to be unique when it's like, this dryer will make your clothes dry or whatever it is for your website.
I don't know. You're spinning a thread that I am really into right now. Catch me in it.
Yeah, but
catch me in your web of words.
Okay, this dryer will make your clothes dry. It will also need to have its lint filter cleaned.
My thesaurus boyfriend.
Shut up.
Catch me in your pages.
All right, but that's the last fucking one of these I have. Shut up. Of those, I think maybe the one with the most legs is littering detection, but it will be immediately turned into the seed of like a Half-Life 2 level dystopian future.
I think it'll just become a way to find body parts from crimes.
Yeah. Oh, well, we've got no footage of the murder itself, but thankfully at one point the murderer dropped her arm after he was done with cutting it off.
Yeah.
So... We can, I don't know, I guess we'll text them and, oh yeah, we got
found
the guy.
Ya.
Yeah. Shouldn't
naughty.
Have littered.
But because it was found through that app, they actually can't charge him with the murder. It's,
it's
just the littering.
It's double jeopardy or whatever. Yeah. We don't know.
That's what double jeopardy is.
That's what double jeopardy
is. If you
is.
Do a minor crime, you actually can't be prosecuted for the major crime. That
if you murder someone, as long as you're doing it while doing a minor crime. So if you're jaywalking with someone and then you stab them in the neck.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Whoops. I guess I'm doing what? Traffic safety course.
Yeah.
Fine.
No, I was jaywalking and taking the knife out of him.
Yeah.
So doesn't matter who put it there.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
I'm doing a public good.
I am going to jail because I technically put the knife in him just before we stepped out onto the street.
Oh, fuck.
Dang.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, would you ever, it's weird to think that we kind of have a business. Right? Like, and our business is like, if you wrote this up on Startup Ideas, it would be like, I am
stupid.
An idiot. And I have at my disposal another idiot. And what I'm proposing is that we essentially milk our brains and then present that unpasteurized idiot milk to people every week.
Producing much more idiots.
Yeah. And maybe we'll make a hat.
Stupid. Boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like that. I want to talk about the conversation we were having before about the dismissive partner when you're having sex.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it?
It was like, it's like, oh, my God, Tom, I'm coming. All right, not my business.
Okay.
All right, keep it to yourself.
Yeah, not interested.
All right.
Okay.
Wait, why?
Oh, my God, I'm coming. Okay. Hey, tip for conversation. Bring up, like, a question.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, ask me about myself. Oh, my God, I'm coming. What do you mean by that? What is that supposed to mean?
Responding to, oh, my God, I'm coming with like, okay, always talking about yourself.
All right.
Me. What, this makes you feel good? I was just messing around down here, dude.
That's embarrassing for you.
Oh, my God, freak. Listen, I don't know what you're getting out of this. I'm just having fun.
I'm just having fun.
Slapping
just having
it around.
Fun wiggling around over here.
Yeah. I'm just having fun. I figured we were just doing a courtesy writhe over each other. I don't know what slipped in where, but you're clearly getting something out of this that I am not.
And that's not equal.
Yeah, I'm wiggling around.
From side to side, not up and down.
Yeah. As soon as I get into missionary, I start acting like a fish that's just been chucked onto the floor of the boat.
Yeah, and then I pick you up by the legs and smack your head on the floor.
Oh, God, finally. I've had enough of Le Petit Moore. Give me Le Grand Moore. Give me it.
Oh
gosh, I can't wait for that beautiful oblivion.
It would be nice.
Nah, I'm actually going to kick it on down the road. I'm not looking to die.
I'm not looking to die.
Right?
Might be nice, though.
I mean, it's either going to be nice, nasty, or neutral.
Yeah.
Money's on nasty.
You think?
But, well, just because you, like, miss out on stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get to, I don't know,
Hamilton.
See a bird. Yeah, still haven't seen Hamilton.
Yeah.
And, of course, when I die and go to hell, that's all I'll see.
That's all you'll see.
Yeah. Devil greeting. It's like Hieronymus Bosch's Garden of Hell or whatever.
Alexander
the Inferno.
Hamilton.
But every one of the demons is biting their lip like Lin-Manuel Miranda. God damn. I'm so glad you're not into Hamilton anymore.
I wasn't, like, into Hamilton. I just, like, had a lot of fun. I was having fun being tricked into learning about something.
Yeah, right.
But, like, I was overtly aware of how, like, I'm not going to use the word cringy because I think it fucking sucks, but, like,
cringy
how
does suck.
Kind of annoying all of the rap songs were.
Yes. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I am.
But I really like the camp little, like, silly songs that are in it, though. I think they're fun.
I think it's fine for it to be a musical. I think that I should be allowed to continue my general disdain for musicals in relation to Hamilton.
It's just Hamilton. It's not musicals. Musicals aren't bad.
Musicals aren't bad. I fucking love Little Shop of Horrors, which
it's
you
so
introduced
fucking
me
good.
To.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Really, I'm so delighted when you like that.
That's so fucking good.
Food new.
Anyway, so that's the pod wrap-up. We love Little Shop of Horrors. If you haven't seen the, which one version? 1960, right?
No.
1980?
1980, maybe 1985?
Oh, that's right, because the Little Shop of Horrors, the original film, was like...
It has like...
1960, yeah, 19...
Because the Little Shop of Horrors from the... late 80s, I think,
yeah.
Is like the reason it's so timeless is because it's like kind of set in the 50s.
You're right. Yeah, so Little Shop of Horrors 1986 mm-hmm. is directed by Frank Oz, is a wonderful production. And then Little Shop of Horrors, the original, was in 1960.
Mm.
Very cool. cool, we're going to leave this one here.
Okay.
Thank you so much, everyone, for
listening.
Keep
that to yourself. And talk to me about that shit. It's embarrassing.
Oh, that feels so good. What? What does? Oh, sorry. I was thinking about something else.
I didn't mean to.
Something I did? Ugh.
Blech.
What, this? Dude, get a life.
Yeah. Grow up.
Watching someone come and tell them to grow up. Come on, dude. We all... Have some self-control.
I'm coming. Oh, you think that's attractive?
Yeah.
Okay. Think that's going to get you a job?
Oh, my God, I'm coming. Okay. I am working to better myself.
Mm.
I'm trying to upskill in the pandemic, but I guess if you're coming, go off, I guess.
Oh, I'm coming. Oh, and I'm digging a hole. Space jump.
Oh, fuck me. Oh, my God. That's why people have, like, poly relationships or orgies, so you can space jump your way into the scene. That's how people do threesomes.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I'm space jump. Tap. Having missionary sex. All right. Thanks so
Not
much for listening.
Not climaxing.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening, guys. For more Big Soft Titty, check out patreon.com/BigSoftTitty.
Genuinely heartwarming how many people have done that and want the bonus content.
It's really cool. Eps fortnightly for $5 or weekly for $10. Thank you so much for listening.
Also, may I quickly say it
Please.
Was very, like, it was really, really cool. The people that came to the live show that I... Really had a blast.
It was so fucking fun.
It was so
hey.
Fucking fun. It was really good to have Alex Lee and Dave Harmon on. It was like, it was a wonderful night.
What a joy, because I think and for you as well, whenever I think of us doing a live show, I think of the one that we've done, which was disastrous, which was at the Factory Theatre for Sydney Fringe a while back, and it was just so bad. Well, and
it was like, none of you people want to be here. What the fuck are you doing?
Which, yeah, I don't know. I think maybe everyone came to their senses.
Yeah.
That was finally when everything fell apart.
Yeah.
But this one was so fucking fun. We had a blast and everyone was so nice and cool.
Yeah.
And thank you for buying our fucking merch.
Thank you for buying our hats. Oh, yeah. If you want a Why Is the Wet Fish So Wonderful hat, they are for sale on my Big Cartel, Demi Lardner Cool Business.
Yeah, let's make a...
we can change it to this. Yeah, okay.
All right. Bye.
Goodbye.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.